This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Boulder County Public Health has banned gatherings of young people ages 18 to 22 in the city of Boulder for the next 2 weeks. The order aims to curb what's now the state's largest coronavirus outbreak. CU Boulder students account for nearly 1,400 confirmed or probable cases of COVID-19 since classes started last month. The order also requires residents at 36 addresses near campus to stay home except for essential travel. Senator Cory Gardner commented on the president's not committing to a peaceful transfer of power if he loses.
It's something I've talked about in speeches from my very first days when Nancy Pelosi peacefully handed the gavel over to John Boehner. It's a hallmark of our democracy.
Meanwhile, Senator Michael Bennett told Colorado Matters that the president's talk is unhinged. He says the election outcome should not be left to the courts and urged everyone to vote. Police have released the driver who they say drove through protesters in downtown Denver last night. Authorities say the driver hit at least one person who suffered minor injuries. The incident happened during protests demanding justice for Breonna Taylor, killed by Kentucky police last March. And half of Colorado is in extreme drought. The U.S. Drought Monitor says Denver County and the western half of the state are extremely dry. Parts of Kiowa County on the eastern plains is experiencing exceptional drought, the most intense condition. Nearly 90% of Colorado is in severe drought. 88 in Denver, 86 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.